We are in Beretz Hashem continuing today in Shara Bitachon in Perek Dalid, and the Mechaber says as follows: what happens if one doesn't obtain his parnosa through the efforts that he put in? Yes, I put in my hishtadlus, but yet I don't get the efforts I thought I would. So he says, "Afsha sheteref yomo kvar kadam etzlavu b'rishuso." So this is incredible. So first of all, it's possible that what I need is already in my possession, which is such a profound idea. You know, sometimes we don't get things in life and we assume, oh, like what a failure, I didn't get what I thought I should have gotten. And meanwhile, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really trying to tell us is that everything we need, we already possess. That's possibility one. Or possibility two is that my parnasa is going to come through a different avenue of hishtadlus. Val izapanim shiya, royal is asik besibos va'al yapra mechazer alehen. Now either way, my goal ultimately is that I still have to try to busy myself. I still have to try to get involved in whatever level of hishtadlus is appropriate. Kishem ruuyos lemidosa v'legufo lemunaso liolamav kashekidamti. Remember again, we spoke about earlier that when it comes to hishtadlus, so really hishtadlus is like custom tailored. In other words, that there's a specific type of hishtadlus for the person based on, you know, their physical abilities, their intellectual abilities, as we spoke about before. V'yiftachim ze'al alokav shelo yazir v'lo yarpe v'lo yis'ali mimenu kimoshin emar tov Hashem l'ma'oz b'yom. And obviously, again, like we always, this is always the caveat that as important as it's not even the caveat, it's an important detail. As important as hishtadlus is, at the end of the day, hishtadlus is only meaningful when it's accompanied by complete bitachon. V'chein, nomar b'inyan abrios v'acholi. Same ideas with it comes to illness and health. Ki ala adam l'vtoach b'borei b'azeh. A person has to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O lehishtadl b'hasmodas abrios b'sibos asher mitivan zeh. V'litchos amad v'mashenogu litchoso. So remember again, when it comes to health, same idea. As much as my health is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but once again, I have to put in the hishtadlus, do the things that ultimately help me to remain healthy and avoid the things which chas v'shalom could detract from my health. Kimosh tziva bar yis'ala v'rapo yirapeh. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, he shall surely be healed. Mibu yishiyiftach ala sivos habrios v'achol nishem o'ilos o'mazikos ala b'rishos haborei. Now remember again, as much as I'm supposed to put in my proper hishtadlus when it comes to health, do the things that will hopefully bolster my health, avoid the things which will detract from my health, simultaneously I also recognize that my health in its entirety is fundamentally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chasher yiftach babar v'yirpa'ehu mechayo b'sibo bilti sibo k'moshenem. And when a person ultimately relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbon Shel Olam will heal him from his illness. Whether ultimately again HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal me through natural means, or ultimately again through supernatural means. Now this is incredible. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal me using something that by its nature is harmful. Kimoshi Anata Me'inyan Elisha B'mayim Haro'im Sheripa Azekam B'melach. The Navi tells the story. Kimoshi Akosu V'mayim Ro'im V'aretz Mishakel. The Navi tells the story that this is right after Eliyahu Hanavi died, and Elisha was approached by the residents of a particular city that their water was bitter. So how did Elisha go ahead and cure the bitter waters? He asked for salt, and he threw salt into the water. So the Mechaber is using this as a metaphor, how sometimes, again, healing even comes about through difficult or sometimes even harmful things. The truth is, it's a general metaphor, it's literal, but it's also a metaphor for so many different things that we're touching on. Namely, that sometimes the very things that we want or we need out of life often don't come in the conventional ways. But sometimes even the greatest brachas come, you know, they're delivered through tsaras and through difficulties and through trials and tribulations and adversity. That's the metaphor of the salty water. Here, Elisha goes ahead and cures the waters with salt, which of course salt should have an adverse effect. And sometimes that's just the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. Sometimes the greatest brachas come out of the difficulties and adversity of life. And again, there's another similar story like this. When Klal Yisrael was in the desert, and they come to a place called Mara. It was called Mara because it had bitter waters. And Moshe Rabbeinu threw a piece of wood into the water. And Chazal tell us that it was the wood of the Hardufni plant, which apparently is very bitter. Ukamo Yisu develas te'inim v'imrucha l'ashem l'chai. Gives other examples over here with King Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was stricken with boils, and the way he was healed was with figs on his skin. Apparently, figs can normally be harmful even to totally fine flesh. Alachas kama b'kamo, when there's a maka, when there's an injury. The point that the Mechaber is trying to make is that sometimes the refuah, right, the remedy of life comes through difficult and adverse circumstances. Kvar yadato, ma shahaya me'inyan asa kishet batach al harofim b'niach b'tchono b'elokim b'chayom y'amus ratachachol of Amar HaKasuf, ki hu yachiv v'yach bash yimchatz v'yadav terboin. Actually, we spoke about this earlier before. This story with King Asa. We spoke about this in the third chapter. Ultimately, again, when he put his complete faith in the healing of doctors and ignored the power and prowess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mechaber now goes on. Now remember again, up until now we've been speaking about having bitachon in the first category, which are physical things of this world that really only impact me. So ultimately again, the second category was now having bitachon regarding livelihood, right, parnosa, and other worldly things. Uperesh achilek hasheni, hu inyoni kinyoni ha'adam v'sibos tarfo v'afni ha'sakav b'mischar m'locha v'alichos hadrochim. So now again, we'll speak about bitachon in the second category of things, which refers to matter which pertain to a person's property, the means through which he obtains his parnosa, and the way in which he conducts himself in business. Uminui uschiros upekidos, vavodas hamalochem vigizbaros vikabonos vamana besifrus, uminia avoda valichos hamidbaros vayomim vadomalazem mimashim is asking bolakabits mamon, or the harbus mosre michio. So again, this is true whatever you do for a living, whether a person does business or does crafts or travel, right? Or they're a hired worker or a servant of the king or a treasurer or a merchant who buys on credit, or a sofer, a scribe, or a trapper in the desert or in the sea, right? Anything that a person does for their parnosa, he says, "Afne yosher habitachon b'hem el alokim she's asik b'mashe zimin lo abori mehem l'sarach sibukom mazono lahagia ama sheish lo sheish bo dai mina olam." So remember again, same idea. Put in your hishtadlus. Do your job, and work hard in your job. And ultimately, again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have additional parnasa, then the additional parnasa will come even without the extra effort and toil. Provided, of course, that I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So remember, again, we keep on referencing some of these core points. So one of these core points is this concept, ultimately, again, that a person is supposed to put in bitachon, supposed to put in hishtadlus, but remember, again, there is a limit to the amount of hishtadlus a person is obligated to put in. In other words, we reject the notion that the more hishtadlus you put in, the more results you get out. That is often not the way the world works. In other words, the results are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam ordained that in order for me to see those results, I have to put in my hishtadlus. But more hishtadlus does not necessarily mean more results. Of course, the great challenge is knowing how much hishtadlus is actually enough. V'lo yarba l'chazer al hasibos, v'lo yismoch aleihem b'libo. He should be careful about increasing the amount of effort he puts in, and be careful to avoid the trap, the spiritual, theological trap, of thinking that success comes from hishtadlus. V'im lo yigziru lo yose min hamazon, im hayu mishtadlim kol asher b'shayim v'aretz lahosif alav, lo hayu yicholim b'shum panim v'lo b'shum siba. This is incredibly important. If at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that I'm going to have a certain amount, you could put in all the hishtadlus underneath the heavens and in the earth, and you will not realize or recognize any more profit or any more gain. So this is actually a really beautiful idea. Namely that when a person has this bitachon, so remember again, bitachon in the realm of parnosa means like this. My parnosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's ordained by the Ribbono Shel Olam how much I'm going to have. My job is to put in hishtadlus, again, and to try to figure out what's the right amount of hishtadlus But yet again, that the ishtalus doesn't overtake my life, and to recognize that the results I see are not, that, in other words, the results are not necessarily tied into the amount of ishtadlus. More ishtadlus doesn't necessarily produce more parnosa. Correct ishtadlus so creates the right amount of parnosa. And when a person lives this way, the Mechaber says the result is, it's actually beautiful. Menuchas libo, shavas nafsha. A person has a sense of inner tranquility, which makes perfect sense, because if I really believe and I really know that everything is provided for by the Ribono Shel Olam, so suddenly again, first of all, I'm not in a race against anyone else, right? I'm not worried that someone else is going to take what's coming to me, or I'm going to take what's coming to someone else. At the end of the day, I recognize that anything and everything I'm supposed to have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my job is simply to put in the requisite amount of hishtadlos. There, more hishtadlos isn't necessarily going to give me more, right? And therefore, again, this gives one a certain sense of inner tranquility, knowing that if I do my part, I do what I'm supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the rest. A truly beautiful idea. Okay, we will stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.